This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. We spoke with John Jansen, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships with the United Soybean Board, and after the 2021 soybean harvest was completed, soybean producers have their thoughts on the 2022 crop and asked John about Hyolaic soybeans.
We harvested about 600,000 acres of Hyolaic this year. We anticipate next growing year 850,000 acres. Could have been well over a million acres if we had enough planting seed to meet that demand, but that is something we're working on here.
What are the advantages and positives of being able to grow Hyolaic soybeans?
Well, the benefits for a farmer are the premium. Premiums this year are averaging $1 to $1.25, which is about 50% higher because the product is in demand. And it's in demand because of renewable diesel, the demand for refined, bleached, and deodorized soybean oil being pretty high. Hyolaic soybean oil offers an opportunity in a food service operation to fry twice as long. So for the money, it's a real opportunity to save money at a unit on a food service operation.
Is there much demand for it internationally, too?
You know, there is demand internationally. People love the fatty acid profile. Fatty acid profile is identical to olive oil, but just without the flavor. The flavor of the food that you cook in it here using soy comes through, and not that olive oil flavor taste. But it's a USDA recognized, FDA recognized as heart healthy, that oleic fatty acid. And, you know, the product is in high demand currently.
Do we see enough supply of seed to plant Hyolaic?
You know, so I think we have to change behavior. The end users have to recognize they're so used to being able to buy soybean oil in abundance whenever they want. Hyolaic requires kind of a multi-year approach on the contracting, and they need to really think in that mode to guarantee that we have more planting seed committed year in and year out. But I believe the year after, this one will move from that 850,000 acres to about 1.3, 1.4 million.
And that was our conversation with John Jansen, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships with the United Soybean Board, as we discussed Hyolaic soybeans. And he joins us today on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.